There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Your name is above all names. And you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. There's nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing on this morning. We come before your presence with praise. Because we understand that when praises go up, blessings come down. And I don't know about anybody else that's on this line this morning, but I need a blessing. I need your power. I need you to send your rain today. So I welcome you into my presence. I welcome you into my heart. I welcome you into my life, God, that you can come to more and have your way. There is no one that's like you. We can cry and we can look and we can search high and low. But we'll never find anyone that answers our prayers, that loves us like you do, that is as merciful and kind, that is as patient, that is as loving, that knows what you are doing and never fails. We'll never find anyone that's like you. And so as we begin this week, I mean this morning off, the second day of the work week, Lord, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We've come for you before you to bless your name, for you are a worthy God that is worthy of praise, that is worthy of honor, that's our adoration, that's worthy of our sacrifice, that's worthy of our time and our commitment. What a God that we serve that always looks out for what's best for us, always is working out things on our behalf, even those things that are bad. God, you're always constantly working in on our behalf. Lord, even when we're not worried about ourselves, we're not concentrating on ourselves, we don't even have you on our mind, God, but you always have plans to work together for our good. I'm grateful, God, today that you are mindful of us. And because you are mindful of us, you always want the best for us. Thank you, God, for giving me life today. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. God, I thank you for giving me a reasonable portion of health and strength, and I thank you for life. I don't take for granted that you've blessed me with life today, because some could be living today, Lord, but stuck up in a hospital room. Some can be living, Lord, today, stuck at home, Lord. Some could be living, Lord, with other limitations. But, Lord, I'm grateful for what I have today. I'm grateful even for my limp. God, I'm grateful even for this pain here. Lord, I'm grateful even for this trial or tribulation there. God, I'm in a state that whatsoever state I find myself in, Lord, I'm content because as long as I have you, Lord, I'm grateful. So I'm pleased with what I have, because what I have, others desire to have as well. And so, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, today that you are mindful of me and that you have allowed for me to see this brand new day. Now, Lord, as we go into this day, Lord, I'm looking for you to pour out your spirit upon us, because we need your glory today. With such spiritual wickedness in the land, there's nothing else that can keep a believer during these days and times. We can't do it by our own power. We can't do it by our own might, but we need your spirit. Empty us up out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we avail ourselves to you. Lord, come the more and have your way even now. Uproot those things that are unlike you, that cause me to be unholy, that causes me to be unacceptable, that causes me not to shine the light that you have called for me to shine. Lord, uproot strongholds right now. Uproot the spirit of depression right now. Uproot the spirit of frustration right now, God. In the name of Jesus, those things are not about you. They don't reflect you. They are not of you, Lord. God, bind, oh God, the spirit of unforgiveness right now. God, bind the spirit of hatred and racism right now. Bind, God, everything up out of us that's unlike you, so that we may present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Lord, I want to be holy and acceptable, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so clean me out right now. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. Sweep over my soul and uproot and clean away those things, God, that are unlike you, that I may fulfill your purpose and your plans that you have for my life today. Lord, you have greater in store for me today, greater than what I achieved yesterday, greater than what occurred on Sunday, greater than what occurred, God, last week, because you do all things well. And Lord, you're the same, but God, you expect us to be able to grow. And when we grow, we're growing in you. So Lord, help me to take another leap of faith, Lord, today, putting my whole trust in you to be the provider and the meter of my needs, to be the builder and the way maker that I need in my life. Lord, I need for you to be my strong tower. Lord, I need for you to be the wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. I need you to be all that you are, so that my faith will grow in you. And Lord, as my faith grows in you, Lord, you'll begin to be able to do, God, things that blow my mind. That's when the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, Lord, when we just begin to learn how to trust you for the little things. So Lord, I'm grateful that you blessed me for this day, that you blessed me to see this day, because it could have been another way. Lord, many went to sleep last night and did not wake up this morning. Many went to sleep last night, Lord, and they didn't wake up in their right mind. Many went to sleep last night, Lord, and did not wake up in the place that they laid themselves down in. And so, Lord, I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for mercy. I'm grateful for your unmerited favor, and I'm grateful for your power. For your power helps me to live right. Thank you, Holy Ghost, today. Your power helps me to walk right. Your power helps me to live right, and your power helps me to shine bright for you. And I say all of that, God, because we need you, Lord, today. We're living in perilous times. Men are becoming even the more lovers of themselves. They love to do evil. They love to do those things that are wrong in your eyesight, Lord, and they're doing things that are unseemly, Lord. And so we're living in a day and time where, Lord, evil is waxing more and more evil. And as a believer, Lord, we're standing out more and more as a sore thumb, or as somebody that's not normal, or somebody that's out of the norms. Lord, they're now declaring that what's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. And, Lord, there's wickedness in all types of high places.
places. But you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so, God, we must use that spirit that you've given us to be an example and to stand flat-footed on your promises today. We cannot be weary in well-doing. We cannot allow what we see to cause us to fail or to cause us to falter or cause us to fear. But, Lord, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the weapons that you have given us, Lord, they are mighty, and they're so mighty, Lord, that they pull down strongholds. And so, God, give us to pray right now in the name of Jesus. America has found itself in a state of dire straits. We're in a famine in the land. We're in a drought in the land, and, Lord, wickedness across the land, because where the absence of God is, there is darkness. Where the absence of light is, there is darkness. And when we remove you up out of place, Lord, then the devil can't help but to come and have his own way. But Lord, where I'm at today, Lord, I declare that this is holy ground. Even though I'm not in my cube, Lord, I'm in an open space at my job, but Lord, I sanctify this whole floor right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over this whole area, God, that I'm in. God, that your spirit will sweep over and through this place, God, and that your Shekinah glory will rest in this place, that when people come into work, oh God, this morning, they'll feel you in the atmosphere, even if they don't even know what they are feeling. But Lord, help me to be a light, God, and help your people to be a light today wherever we may go, whether it's on our jobs or at school or in the grocery store, even in our cars or on the metro or the mass transit. Where we might find ourselves at, we need your glory, because what the world needs now is they need to know that someone loves them. What the world needs to know now, God, is that there is hope. Lord, there's dangers, God, and wickedness everywhere. Lord, another mass shooting occurred, oh God, this past week at a high school, Lord. There's evil in places, God, that it doesn't even seem like there should be there. But God, we pray that your glory will be revealed and that your authority will be yielded to, and that, God, that you will be able to come to more and have your way. I pray for mercy, and I pray for healing on the lives of those that suffered that tragedy in Santa Fe, Texas. I pray for those that suffered living. Groaning for your return. Oh, God, today, I thank you, Lord, today. The earth itself is moaning and groaning for your return. And we, as your people, are moaning and groaning, longing to be with you and longing for your return, Lord. If you don't shorten the days, even the very elect will fall away. And so, God, you have not shortened those days yet because we're still here. So we know that you're going to keep us even during these last and evil days. So I pray for our nation. I pray for America right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm calling for a Daniel prayer right now. But, Lord, we have sinned against thee. And, Lord, I apologize for our sin. I apologize for our wickedness. I apologize for us going into a state of apostasy. Lord, I'm just a lone disciple, a lone believer, Lord, calling for oh God, in the name of Jesus, call forth a spirit of revival across the nation, across the land, Lord, and sweep over our souls and send the revival like never before, God, that your people, which have been called by your name, God, will take time to pray and will take time to intercede on behalf of the nation so that our land will be healed, and God, that you'll forgive us of our sins. We need you, God, today. Oh God, from the west coast to the east coast, from the north border to the southern border, Lord, we need you, Lord, today. Cannot make it without you. We pray for the president, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, the heart of the king is in your hands. Lord, he's in this place because you have given him authority to be in this place. God, nothing you do is by accident. But Lord, help us to surrender to you and help us to put our trust. Even though we don't understand everything that the man is doing, Lord, but we can put our trust and our faith and our hope in you. And so, Lord, I stand today saying, I believe you. But I pray for our president, Lord, today. I pray for those that are in Congress, Lord, today. Lord, I pray for those that are in the county offices and the mayor offices and the city offices, Lord. I pray for those that are in leadership positions everywhere. Lord, I pray for our military men and our military women across the globe, Lord, who are sacrificing their time and their stability, oh God, to protect us and to keep us safe in this country. Lord, I pray that you would bless them above and beyond what they can ever ask for or think, because they have sacrificed their life to be able to protect this country. And then, Lord, I pray for your people, that we will humble ourselves before you, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways. God, then you said you'll hear from heaven, you'll forgive our sins, and you'll heal our land. Lord, we pray for our nation today. We pray for churches everywhere, God, that we'll stand up, oh God, on your promises, and we'll stand up for the blood-stained banner of the Lord, that we'll stand up for Christ as he has stood up for us when we were yet in sin. He died for the ungodly. And, Lord, I was a part of that ungodly, but now I stand as someone that has been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, and for that I am grateful. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless us today, that we would be agents of change in this world today, that we just don't go about our merry business and stay to the side, but that, Lord, we'll be about our Father's business all the day long. Get the glory out of our lives, and we'll be careful to give it all over to you, the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say, thank God. Amen.